Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Hey, I'm just happy that the phone's on and that's working, so life is good here at One City Center. Tim sits on the city council. They get together on Wednesday nights, usually around 7:30. We'll get to your meeting agenda. I don't know what you and Keith have possibly talked about.
By the way, Tim's got rain already.
Tim, it's raining at your house.
Yeah,
oh, geez, Tim, you all right?
Yeah, we've got rain in the backyard. I don't know about the front yard, but...
Well, it sounds like the tarp in your front yard is working then to keep things all nice and dry. We're clear downtown, but what does that mean? Nothing. The chance of rain today is 100%, so we will see that, and it will be blustery and windy as well, so it'll be a little bit cooler as the day continues. Since we talked to you last, you had appropriations, and what about $4 million worth? We talked about that last Tuesday. What did we hear at your meeting last Wednesday?
Well, what we talked about was what we talked about last week, and that is appropriations for new vehicles for mostly Public Works Department. We talked about appropriations for more training for city employees and also for the mayor's, basically his development fund. So the council had a presentation from our city controller, Jeff Underwood, and the questions were brief, and council supported it 8-1. Actually, we had one council member missing, so we 8-0. So tomorrow evening at 7:30 in the council chambers, we will have a city council meeting, and I suspect that all members will support the appropriation ordinance. That
now that includes some
forward.
Vehicles in there too, doesn't it, Tim?
I'm sorry.
It includes vehicle replacement.
It's vehicle, mostly large trucks, heavy-duty trucks for our public works.
So what you saw last Wednesday was in the detailed plans of what this money is going to go towards?
I would not call them detailed. I would call them more general in nature. We the council, don't look at whether it's going to be a Ford or Chevrolet or a Toyota.
Right.
But you do look at it to say if it's a $200,000 truck or a $40,000 truck, though, correct?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
So you just say, here's a free pile of money and go do what you need to do?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
That is correct.
That's interesting because I thought there would be so that's basically whose final decision then. If they want to buy the Mercedes-Benz of trucks, they can go ahead and do that. So that's just up to...
Then they can only buy two trucks. If they want to buy a lot of trucks, then they got to be frugal.
Well, that makes sense.
Tim, do you see any possible hiccups in any of this?
Not really, because I you have to put faith in your staff that they know what they're doing and that they are buying the best vehicle possible for the function that they need it for. So, council doesn't get involved with the color of the truck or whether it has floor mats or not or anything like that. We just say, we appropriate the money for the projects that they are looking at.
And if you want air conditioned, roll down the window and drive faster.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
What about 8-track, Tim? That's important. No, seriously, on these things, does any of this include, snowplow replacement or any of those kinds of things that we need to function in the city?
Yes, of course. I mean, that's exactly what they're working on, are the vehicles that are necessary to maintain our city.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Now,
and it could include everything from heavy-duty trucks to, dump trucks to pickup trucks for field supervisors, that sort of thing. So it's pretty broad stroke of vehicle replacement.
Are these vehicles, like with a car on a cycle of, okay, it's time now to replace this, or is it this truck has gone through its lifetime?
Or is it hot dog, we got the money, let's do it?
No. It is on a cycle, as Keith suggests. They have a ranking system, and they look at the maintenance records on the vehicles. I mean, typically, I think they figure they'll get about 10 years out of a vehicle. So,
okay.
Now, how often do you get the appropriation money?
Excuse me?
How often do you get the appropriation money?
Well, this time, as we talked about last week, we had a windfall with reversions of $4.1 million. And so the vehicle replacements will be somewhere in the range of close to $2 million.
So the point is we can't rely on this every year because that reversion, it doesn't always happen.
Well, what our controller is suggesting is that we become more systematic about it, and that we set aside in a vehicle fund, which we already have a vehicle replacement fund, but be more systematic about using that vehicle fund to replace on an as need, as opposed to one time big replacement like we're doing this time. So, and that makes sense, I think. You know, they'll work on that and bring it forward to us to approve that sort of replacement cycle. So we'll be looking for that, but that'll be in the future.
We're speaking with Tim Mayer, who is a member of the Bloomington City Council. And Tim, this is going to sound cynical, and it's on purpose. When last I looked, we're kind of like landlocked in the Midwest, and you're considering something about the Pacific Rim partnership. Help me understand why we need to be concerned about the Pacific Rim.
We have two council members who are bringing forward a resolution to oppose the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is referred to as the TPP. That's a, as you point out, it's an agreement that has been reached between the Pacific Rim nations to work with trade partnerships. And there's been a lot of opposition to it. It's I think if you kind of make an analogy between NAFTA, the trade pact we have between Canada and Mexico and America, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, I think people see that relationship. So both council members Ruff and Rallo have felt it's worthy of a community discussion. And so it's on our agenda tomorrow night, and there'll be a resolution that they will read and invite.
Now, do you guys have like a wall in City Hall where you put up these resolutions that we're not going to do business with Arizona, we're mad at Iraq, we don't like the Trans-Pacific, whatever this is now? Do you guys have like the Hall of Fame of these where people can come by and see the time we've wasted because I guess everything's working well here, that this needs to impact us today? How often do these go on before the council? Can I just come and ask?
We could do a resolution every time we have a council meeting. Yes.
So there's no checks and balances where it says, hey, I'd like to put this up for resolution, and you say, I don't know if that's something we need to talk about, so you can just do one every week. All right, well, if that's the case, then...
Let me finish.
No, you're fine.
the council members feel that it is a discussion that the community should have, and I support that, if people have an interest in a subject, we do provide that forum for that discussion to go forward. Will it affect the decision?
No, that's the point.
Of the Congress that this TPP will be passed or not, that's really subject to debate. But I think it's important that we do have a venue within the community, and the council does serve that function. So I think it's worthy of the debate. So,
Tim, does any of this affect the city of Bloomington?
Well, the sponsors of the resolution seem to feel that it does, so I think that's the passion that they bring to it. So, yeah. Do you want my personal opinion? I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. So, and that's what makes it difficult when somebody brings forward a resolution.
Yeah, because it's on their own time and on their own opinion. Right.
And it's well, and it's also world scope.
World Council last time I checked.
I'm doing my best just to make sure the streets stay good.
So. Well, you know what, and again, that's good, because if you want to, like you mentioned, if you want to bring up a resolution, you can do it every week, I guess.
Yeah.
It's good that it doesn't happen all the time. If they want to go play in a sandbox for 5 minutes, go ahead, knock yourself out. Now, speaking of what's happening here in our community, what else are we paying attention to? And I know that that's going to be part of it. What else in this discussion?
Well, that'll be the first part of our meeting. We'll do the appropriation ordinance, and then we'll do the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And then we'll have legislation for first reading, which means we'll just put it into the record and then we'll discuss it next week. And that is, we have two historic preservation issues coming before us. One is what we lovingly refer to as Restaurant Row. We want to designate that as a historic district, and we will do it slightly differently than we normally do. It will be done more on a my word, sense of place, as opposed to the actual structures themselves, because so many of the structures have been modified beyond their original intent. So the point of that is that it will preserve the district in its current state, so that we don't lose that the character of 4th Street in that section between Indiana and down to about...
So the argument would be if someone goes out of business there and somebody buys it, they have to keep it as a restaurant or something in that...
Well, keep the structure itself. It could go from a restaurant to a bookstore.
Okay.
The use does not affect it. It's the ambiance, let's use word.
Yeah, and if you drive by there and you look back on, I guess that would be the south side of the street, you can see some new, brand new townhouses right behind that.
That's right.
Is that to stop that, or?
I'm not sure about that because that is not
But you know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about, yeah. They built units behind
correct.
An existing structure. That's correct.
So this would be straight
front. I don't know that would affect that because it is not the face of the street, and I think that's more the intention is to maintain that sense of place in the street face. So, you know, for example, if you had a structure that was, say, had never been a restaurant, but then it's going to become a restaurant, as long as the face of the structure facing the street maintain its appearance, you know, but at the back of the building, you're going to have to put in exhaust fans and all
sure.
that sort of thing for the kitchen, you know, so
functioning.
You have to modernize it. So it doesn't affect that. It affects more the presence than it does the actual function of the building. So.
Tim, let me ask you a spring kind of question, city council-wise. When do you guys start talking about what roads need to be repaved, and is there anything in the city of Bloomington like a pothole reporting line or something like that?
Yes, there should be, by calling the Public Works Department, and actually they are in those discussions right now as to what streets will be paved. And one of the problems I think this community and many communities within our region will be facing is the availability of paving materials because of the construction of I-69.
So competition?
It's not competition. It's a matter of...
They're out of asphalt?
The ability to produce the material.
Oh, wow.
Because I-69 will... That project will consume so much of the asphalt production.
Wow.
I believe they're going to have to go as far as Greene County to get asphalt for city street paving. So,
which means it's going to cost more money.
So Greene County's been hoarding it all.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Holding us hostage for hot asphalt to fill our potholes.
I guess.
That's fun. All
does
right.
Does the
them to remember that when they need our help.
Do the citizens of Bloomington have any kind of input on the, you know, can I go to you and say, hey, you need to look at this road for repaving?
Well, I would think yes. I would say definitely yes.
Go to the pothole
site. If citizens
site.
have issues with a particular road, then call their council member or call the council office or call the Public Works Department and put in a request for. I mean, if it's pothole, that'll be taken care of fairly quickly, but if it's paving a street, there is a schedule for street paving that they follow, and they also look at projects. For example, if the utilities department is out in a building during the building season and they're putting in a new water line or sewer line, they work in collaboration with the Public Works Department so that they get the under-the-street work all completed and the curbs and sidewalks all taken care of before they come in and pave, so they don't come in and tear up a newly paved street to put in a sewer line.
Unless,
of course, it's an emergency. So
I heard a radio commercial because of what's going on in the legislature. They want to raise the tax on cigarettes by $1 a pack. And one of the things they're talking about is just to keep young people from starting smoking. But the other thing is the money will be used for streets and roads. Is the city going to get any of that?
Well, they would if that legislation passed, yes. I believe they would, yeah. One other thing I would point out, when they do pave a street, if they're paving a street, they have to also go in and modify, if they are not currently up to American Disability Act,
the curbs?
Entrances at the curb
right.
At the corners. So they have to go in and make that improvement. So that raises the cost of every street they're paving that does not have that, which, you know, spreads your paving dollar a little thinner than it would have been if you didn't.
We need more bang for our paving buck.
Yeah, exactly.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. He sits on the Bloomington City Council and joins us every Tuesday just after 8:05.
I got an idea, Mike. Maybe we could get the City Council permission to locate an asphalt plant somewhere in Bloomington.
You can't. It doesn't get on the air, Keith. You can't use that kind of language.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
You can't do that. And Tim, as we move forward, as things happen here in the first part of 2016, any other big ticket items we need to pay attention to on the radar? I know the appropriation's a big deal. That's over $4 million, and that's going to find its way into where it needs to go. What are there anything else that's going to jump off? We had parking discussions earlier. What's happened with that? Do we just wait and see on what the administration puts in your direction?
Yeah, we're waiting now to see what Mayor Hambleton comes up with in regards to he was concerned about the reliability of the meters themselves. And so as we last heard, he's working with the provider, the company that provides those meters, and we'll see where that takes us. So I think it has to do with the failure rate and refurbishing or fixing those meters. So we'll see where that takes us. I think the city administration will be starting to talk about budgets pretty soon. I'm just trying to think what else. The mayor is holding a symposium today, 1:00.
Yes, I was just going to mention that. 1 to 4:30 today.
Chambers. Yeah, it's on his proposal for digital.
The high-speed network community symposium today from 1 to 4:30. So if you could be over there, they got a nice board put together, answer your questions on why or why not this will be a great thing for our city and town moving forward. 7:30 tomorrow night, showtime. Good tickets are still available. Find them on StubHub or at the City Council box office.
That's true.
Free
and,
to the first.
We started 7:30 in the council chambers. The public is invited to speak at the beginning of the meeting, and we also can participate in the discussion on the legislation that is on the floor, which again will be the appropriation ordinance and a resolution on the opposing the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Here's a resolution for you that I just thought of. How about make it Terry Morin Day as the coach of the IU women's basketball team, as the Big Ten Coach of the Year. First time that's happened at our school since 1983.
Isn't that pretty spectacular?
March is March Madness, and basketball is important around here in our community. It's not in the Pacific Ocean, I know that. It's just in the Lake Monroe Marina District. So maybe we could give a shout-out to what the women have done. Pretty good stuff, huh?
We'll do that.
Well, I appreciate
that.
If you could sneak that onto the agenda, it would be welcome.
I'm sure someone will bring it up in council comments.
Well, good. Well, that's good. So that's exciting times for them. Tim, we have fun. We get good information. You put up with us. We put up with some things you do. And I think that's what makes it a healthy discussion. And we appreciate your time on Tuesday mornings.
Again, I think it's important the public have that opportunity. So.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree with that. And if we all agreed on the same thing, I wouldn't like that either. So
it'd be pretty boring, wouldn't it?
Well, we'd all be Cub fans, and that's nobody wants any of that. We'd all be rooting for the same team, and Tim, great job. We'll see you tomorrow night, 7:30, Council Chambers.
Great. Talk to you next week.